This is St. Louis Public Radio. For nearly two decades, St. Louis's Museum of African American History has told the triumphs and struggles of the Black community. Now the institution itself is struggling. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler visits North City's Griot Museum of Black History, a one-woman operation that may not be able to keep its doors open much longer.
Museum founder Lois Conley begins a tour of the Griot with a scene of life-sized figures chained tightly together.
This is the slave ship. You see their feet are dirty, they're shackled. There's young people, there's women, there's men.
But there's something different here from what you might see in other museums. Above the slave hold, an escapee is attacking one of the white crew members.
One of the enslaved Africans said, "I've had enough. Either way, I'm going to die. I'm going to give my life trying to escape, or I'm going to die in the hold of that ship." We could have left it out. But why leave it out? It won't get told anywhere else.
Telling these kinds of stories is exactly what Conley had in mind when she opened the museum nearly 20 years ago. The word griot is a West African term for storyteller. An authentic slave cabin, Miles Davis jacket, and a variety of wax figures, some made by Conley, help guide the visitors, including a recent high school crowd.
That's terrible.
45 kids burst through the doors and peel off into separate groups. 15-year-old Chastity Buckner stares at the slave hold with new understanding.
To actually see the ship where the slaves were kept, it surprised me because I didn't know it was actually like that cramped and like blood everywhere.
So that was kind of hard to imagine yourself in that situation?
Yes, because it is my ancestors.
The number of school groups and visitors overall has fallen off from 35,000 a year to 4,000. That's a crippling blow for an organization that makes most of its money from entrance fees. The Griot owns its building, but the museum struggles to pay its bills. Conley can't always pay herself, but still she works almost every day.
I'm it. I'm the staff. I'm the curator. I'm the accountant. I'm the janitor.
Conley cleans the toilets and takes out the trash several times a week. She's 69 years old, and the job's not getting any easier. And it can be discouraging when the big money's going to larger institutions. Last month, St. Louis-based Emerson gave $5 million to the Missouri History Museum for African American exhibitions. Samuel Black is president of the Association of African American Museums. He says it's typical for Black institutions to struggle while mainstream organizations get funded.
Race plays a major part in it. And it's not only a financial situation, it's also a social. It is the way that America sees or views Black culture and Black history.
St. Louis has been making African American history, particularly since the August 2014 shooting death of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer. Young protester Brittany Farrell worries how history will portray the movement if the Griot shuts down.
Are they going to paint the quote-unquote riots as the highlight of, you know, Ferguson and not really talk about why the riots happened? Or are they going to give too much credit to white allies?
Farrell would like to organize a group of activists to support the Griot.
Maybe we can have like an oral history project out of the Griot, or we could possibly put together some type of display.
Griot founder Lois Conley loves the idea of young St. Louisans helping the museum. But to stay open, she also needs a reliable source of financial support.
We need that right person to be our angel, who will not only provide some money, but who will help us champion our cause.
Conley says she's having some promising conversations with one local group, since chief fundraiser is another role she plays as head of the museum. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.